from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Richard Coffin. A Timmins resident is facing numerous weapons charges after a search of a Birch Street North home yesterday. Timmins police say officers seized a loaded handgun, ammunition, prohibited magazine, and a quantity of drugs. The 42-year-old city man is facing 8 counts of possession of a loaded or restricted firearm, as well as careless storage of a firearm, possession of a controlled substance, and failure to comply with a recognizance order. The gist of a message to be delivered in Timmins next Tuesday is that it's okay not to be okay, and you're not alone healing after trauma. The message will be delivered by Tyler Smith, who survived the 2018 Humboldt Broncos junior hockey team bus crash. 16 people were killed and 13 others were injured. The lead sponsor of the appearance in Timmins is the Chamber of Commerce. Senior policy analyst Cameron Grant says Smith transforms trauma into a powerful message.
Basically, it's just him and a microphone on stage. It's going to be engaging. All we're doing is encouraging people to attend.
One presentation is at lunchtime at the Dante Club, followed by one in the evening at Timmins High. There's no admission fee, but donations to Sports for Kids Timmins through the Chamber for Good Fund will be accepted. New legislation will allow healthcare workers from other provinces to immediately work in Ontario. The new as-of-right legislation will be introduced next month. It'll allow healthcare workers registered in other provinces to start work right away in Ontario without having to register with one of the province's health regulatory colleges. The same legislation, if passed, will allow hospitals to temporarily increase staffing when needed by letting nurses, paramedics, and other healthcare professionals work outside of their regular responsibilities if they have the knowledge to do so. A new poll finds the federal conservatives are leading the liberals in the minds of many voters. Nanos Research talked to 1,084 people ending the week of January 13th. It found the conservatives would garner just over 35% of the vote if an election was held today, while the liberals would get over 28%. The New Democrats would come in third with over 20%. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.